to go when through. I ain't telling anything, and I'ma make sure I'ma do right by you. All that need tell me anything, and I'ma always come around and come and fight for you. I'm the king, so for it's going down tonight. They cannot tell me anything, nothing about you. They are looking from the outside. They are looking from the outside, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, of course I like to do this. This is your man Ben Farrell with Thinking Out Loud, one of the best podcasts out here in the game. I can actually say that. This shit is funny, but it's making me smile like a, you know what I'm saying? I don't even know what to say, but guess what? We're going to just get into the news. Salute, salam, that's that Harlem thing. You know how I get down. All right, this migrant crisis is starting to be a burden to some of these sanctuary cities that are begging the federal government, which is the president, you know, Washington, D.C., Congress, and all of them people in Capitol Hill. They are begging the federal government, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, give some money. They need some aid. They need some resources. We don't got enough money. We can't take care of our own people. We're over here in our sanctuary cities like Chicago, Philadelphia, doggone New York City, you got California. You know what I'm saying? These people are stressing out. They're like, hell nah, man. Y'all got to help us. Fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying? And at the same time, they getting mad at Governor Greg Abbott for playing these little antics that he liked to play by busing migrants to those places. Now, I don't know. I've been saying this for a while now. I don't know what's the ulterior motive here. They're looking for people to fill up these jobs that the regular Americans, this is the answers that I've been getting, all right? That I've been hearing that the economy of America is having issues where people are not working these regular jobs like the food industry and stuff like that. These regular small jobs, these factory jobs, like the American people ain't really doing that. They doing other work. You see what I'm saying? Cafeteria, you know, them jobs and stuff like that. What are those jobs out there? The warehousing, people don't be coming to the warehouse like that. People are not fulfilling the construction jobs like that or doing dock work or plumbing. You know what I'm saying? They're having complaints. They said people are not working. You know what I'm saying? So that was just one of the answers on why they got this program where they got the migrants crossing that border and by the thousands and thousands. And so many of them, I don't know. This is crazy, though. There's an article right here. It's talking about Denver city officials caught on camera. A city official, he's caught on camera. He's from Denver, Colorado. He's begging the migrants to leave. He was like, head to Chicago, head to New York City. Or if you stay here, you're going to suffer. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston has closed all of the migrant shelters and made budget cuts to address millions spent on the crisis. So a Denver city official appeared to be begging the migrants to leave the sanctuary city that's been burdened with illegal immigrants in a leaked viral video. I don't know if this is on TikTok, but I'm probably going to go check and see. In a video obtained by news sources, city official Andres Carrera, Denver's newcomer communications liaison, tells a group of migrants that the city's shelters can no longer help them and they must go to other sanctuary cities or they will suffer. The opportunities are over, Mr. Carrera says. Andres Carrera, he's a city official, reportedly tells the group in Spanish, New York gives you more. Chicago gives you more. So I suggest you go over there where there is longer term shelter. There are also more job opportunities. He goes on to say, we are not going on to block you. If you want to stay here, he continues, if you stay here, you are going to suffer even more. And I don't want to see that.
Then he says, while the city officials suggest New York, Chicago, or Miami as destinations with more resources, he offered to transport them to any city they wish in the United States. You don't have to walk anywhere. We can buy you a free ticket, Mr. Carrera added. You can go to any city. We can take you up to the Canadian border, wherever. A city spokesperson told the news sources that they will not bus any migrants to Canada, but can take them to the cities near the Canadian border if they desire, like Chicago or what's that one that's near Canada? Like Rochester, upstate New York, or Milwaukee, you know, them little towns over there in North Dakota and Montana. I don't even know if you want to go in them states. Them states, I don't even fuck with them states. So I don't even know if them migrants want to go up there. There's some hard white people up there. There's some Caucasians out there. Boy, they crazy. I don't know. You don't have to walk anywhere, he proceeds to say. You can buy you a free ticket, Carrera added. You can go anywhere. And he could even take you to the Canadian border. And then one of the city spokespersons said that they will not bus any migrants to Canada, the country Canada, but can take them to any cities near the Canadian border if they desire. After his speech, Mr. Carrera asked the migrants to raise their hand if they want to leave Denver and go to another city where there's more work. The video appeared to show a handful of people raising their hands. And then, who wants to stay in Denver? He then asks. To todos or everyone, one migrant replies as several people are shown raising their hands in the video. The sanctuary city has been struggling to stretch its limited resources to support the growing numbers of migrants in the city. Texas has transported thousands of migrants to sanctuary cities like Denver to showcase the problems border states face when migrants flood their cities. A spokesperson for the city, all right, argued the video did not show a complete picture of the efforts Denver has made to help the migrants. This news clip shows such a small part of the work our team member did that evening, and just a fraction of their tireless amount of work he and the rest of the city's team have put in to help the newcomers who arrived in Denver, the spokesperson said in a statement. Our city has received more than 40,000 newcomers, or 5.6% of our population, which is the most per capita of any city in the country. We are proud of the support we've been able to offer so far, but without any federal support, Denver does not have the resources or capacity to maintain this outsized share of the load. Given the number of people who have arrived in Denver, there are very few opportunities for work and housing. And those opportunities only continue to shrink, encouraging onward travel to destinations where newcomers may have support networks or better opportunities will continue to be a critical part of our long-term strategy to ensure the greatest opportunity for success for both newcomers and the city of Denver, the statement continued, all right? So they really like, look, bro, there's other cities out there that can have way better opportunities that could definitely help you. We have limited resources, you know what I'm saying? We don't have that much, you know, we tried our best. They freaking pat themselves on the back for the things that they did do for the migrants and things of that nature. And, you know, this is an iffy subject because some Americans ain't feeling all of this, you know what I'm saying? Some Americans, on the other hand, do say, hey, I was born here and I've been struggling looking for work and I have not been getting any jobs and stuff like that, and you got homeless people that needs resources so they could get themselves out of that homeless mind state, or if they still doing drugs and things of that nature, or you know, some of these homeless people have a story behind them, you know, some of these homeless people that's in the Yeah, they got a story behind them. Some of these and I'm talking about the homeless people that was born here in America, on American soil. Some of them, yes, they do have drug problems. Some of them do got issues, mental illness, and things of that nature. But like I said, there's a story behind everybody. Nobody's perfect, and I'm pretty sure any one of y'all are, you know, successful, or I'm trying to get the best word. Any one of us could be homeless. You don't know the situation. That's why I said some of these homeless people do have stories behind them. There's homeless people who lost both of their parents. And that sorrow, that grief turned into drug use, and then that it spiraled out of control. There's some homeless people that lost everything. Lost their children, lost everything. And that hurt, that sorrow, that grief, it's a agony. So you gotta put yourself in their shoes, all right? So you can't get mad at the homeless people. You gotta use some type of resources to get them back on their feet so they could get back out there and do those jobs that you so upset about, you know? You gotta do some critical thinking before you just open up the gates and let it flood in, all right? And then I heard another answer why this ulterior motive to let the migrants run through the goddamn border gate. I hear other people that do news and podcasting and other things of that nature. I heard that the ulterior motive was to let the migrants come in so they could have some more voters, because there's people that's not voting like that. And I don't even know if I could even listen to that type of answer, because how long do you have to be a citizen? Don't you have to be a citizen in order to vote? That's why I was like, man, these are some of the answers that I've been getting. I'm like, is there an ulterior motive for why they came up with a doggone legislation to get these migrants to cross the border? Asylum seekers, that's what they call them, all right? Like, I've seen a lot of Chinese group of people coming over here. A lot of people from South America's coming over here, you know? People from Northern Africa coming over here. There's a lot of different people coming over here. So I'm like, is there an ulterior motive? And there's a whole bunch of people that's wondering about the same thing. Is there a whole bunch of people coming over here? You know, that's what they're wondering about. That's one news article that's in the big mainstream right now as I'm speaking. You know, that's what I do. I get the latest news. Well, not the latest. It just pop up. So you ain't getting nothing newer than this. All right? That's why I keep my podcast fresh and clean at all goddamn times, because everything got to be fresh and clean. Smell good. No dirt around here. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep you thinking. So I don't know. There is an ulterior motive, obviously. Just trying to find out the best answer. That's how I don't know. How you going to get more voters out of the migrants? Because they got to be a citizen first. They got to actually be a citizen to vote, right? Or do I got to look that up and make sure I understand the policies in our American government? I don't know. Anyway, let's keep it moving with some more news, all right? This is your man. You already know what time it is. All right. Man, a lot of people are upset at Joe Biden making, March 31st, is that what it says, Transgender Day? I don't even want to talk about this shit. Hell nah, nigga. I don't know. Did he say LGBTQ or did he specifically say Transgender Day? I don't even want to look that up. I don't even want to look that up because I got another article in my face. This one is crazy as fuck. You see what I'm saying? You know, my podcast really reflects on relationships and stuff like that. You see what I'm saying? Red flags in a relationship. Because sometimes you have some people that's crazy and you dating somebody that really want to kill your ass because you done pissed them off that much and stuff like that. That's the news that I really be jumping on, you know. Something just happened. I don't know what Joe Biden said. I got to clarify that shit. I might look for the instance after this article since I'm talking about this one right here. Yo, some lady got stabbed by her boyfriend. This happened in Queens, in Long Island, in New York City. Yeah, I'm from New York, man. Of course I know where Queens at. You know, all the New Yorkers like, oh shit, he really is from New York. He specifically told us where Queens is at. All right, nigga, you know I'm from New York, baby. I got somebody hating on me now, trying to act like I'm not from New York. I'm like, bitch, you know I'm from New York, man. Stop playing with me. Now, right when you want to say that I'm from somewhere else now, okay, I'm from somewhere else now. Let's cut the fucking argument. I'm not finna argue with you. I'm being fake. I'm not from New York. What you trying to prove? Trying to embarrass me in front of people? Shut up. Everybody know I'm from New York. Anyway, there was a woman. She was working at a bar, an Irish pub. She was stabbed to death on shift in front of the goddamn customers. This lady name is Sarah McNally. She was allegedly stabbed. Allegedly, I don't think the word allegedly because it's right here. She was stabbed. Shock customers looked on as the crazed boyfriend of an Irish pub employee allegedly stabbed her multiple times in the neck. All right. Stabbed her multiple times in the neck just after a happy hour, leaving her to bleed out and turning the knife on himself. A crazed boyfriend. I don't know what happened. What made this man do that? So a crazed boyfriend went into the goddamn bar, stabbed one of the employees. This employee is allegedly his girlfriend, stabbed her multiple times in the neck just after happy hour, leaving her to bleed out and turning the knife on himself. Irish immigrant Sarah McNally, 41 years old, died on the floor of the Sealy House Pub in Queens, New York, after the 6:30 p.m. assault on Saturday. A New York Police Department spokesperson told news sources emergency responders transported a 36-year-old man in critical condition with stab wounds to his neck and to his head and his neck. The same hospital where Ms. McNally was pronounced dead. The New York Post reported that the man was the bar worker's boyfriend of several months and that he injured himself after allegedly attacking a woman. And McNally was just standing there talking, and when all of a sudden her boyfriend just walked right in and stabbed her. A female customer told the news sources this information. So McNally was just standing talking to somebody, and then the boyfriend just walked right up in there and stabbed her. Then he started trying to stab himself. She said, horrible, just horrible. He tried to turn the knife on himself, but he still survived. It is unclear what prompted this fucking nasty slaying, this gruesome slaying, sources told, somebody that told news sources that was reporting this, that there was no history of domestic violence between the pair before the fatal incident, but he had been arrested for domestic violence in the past, according to the New York Daily News. Charges against the attacker are pending as he recovers from his self-inflicted wounds. Okay, so the customers, Mike Green, told news sources that he knew the couple and still can't believe it or picture it in his head after this incident. So he's in shock. There was always together. M is cool. I guess that's the boyfriend of the suspect. Green said, using the boyfriend's nickname, that's his, okay, M, and saying that the couple often hung out at the Mass Path watering hole Maspeth. What is that, a park? Is that a goddamn mini golf course or some shit like that? I don't know what the Maspeth watering hole is. All right, both of them, that's why Blue, he said they hang out all the time and it blew his mind. He don't know what the hell is going on. Sarah is a good people. All right, Sarah McNally, she's good people, Green said of the victim. She helps people. Everybody owes her money because she's such a good person. She likes to help people. She's a nice person. Sources told the New York Post that the boyfriend held knives in each hand when he was approached by the responding officers, the police officers, and that they used a stun gun because he refused to put the knives down. McNally was a sweet, innocent girl from Longford, a county in Central Ireland. A bar regular, a regular customer that goes by the name Mike Lamb. He's 62 years old. He told the outlets that she from Longford, Central Ireland. She had worked at the pub for just only a year. Green also told the Daily News that that McNally worked as a correction officer back in the day on the Emerald Isle before moving to the States. That's in Ireland as well. And that's a little past profile for Miss McNally, the victim. She was innocent, said one of the customers who lives just two blocks from the pub, adding that the street has regular issues with drug dealers and users. It's been getting worse and worse. All right, so the boyfriend, well, I wonder where they live at. Damn. Yeah, had to talk about that right there first. You know what I'm saying? This just happened this past Saturday. Boyfriend done lost his head and stabbed the lady. I don't know what happened between the both of them. I don't know if there was some type of argument, but they said that this guy, the one that stabbed the lady and then stabbed himself, they said he got past history of domestic violence. That is sad. That is sad. Which gives me the conclusion that y'all need to go do some due diligence when you dating somebody, just in case, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't want nobody getting stabbed. I don't know, you know. Some of these guys are soft, you know what I'm saying? Some of them get real mad when the girl said, I don't want to date you no more. I don't want to be in a relationship no more. We need to go our separate ways. I done seen some men just act up. I done seen some ladies act up when the shoe's on the other foot, when a guy said, I don't want to date you no more. And then, you know, they start tripping out. And we did a story about a lady judge. She's from Pennsylvania. And then I think her boyfriend was younger than her. And the boyfriend didn't want to mess with her no more. I remember I did that story. And then she had kept one of the keys to his apartment, and then she just came over there unannounced. He walked in coming from work one day. I remember I talked about this, you know. So ladies do this thing too. So, you know, don't recuse yourself saying that women don't do that. No, women do it too. We all do it. So, you know, I don't know what's the issue that happened between this particular situation in Queens. Well, if the boyfriend, if they wasn't dating, if they had some issues, or the boyfriend probably caught her cheating. I don't know what really happened between the two. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I like to get all of the details. The news don't want to give you all of the details, which leads me to come up with hypothetical conclusions in my head, which I don't want to do that. I want to know what really happened so we can freaking know. You know, all of the listeners need to know. Hopefully they give me the updates. I try to keep up with all of the updates and stuff like that. But sometimes they come up with it because the courts, because the suspect, the one that's healing from his self-inflicted wounds, they got pending charges up against him. You know what I'm saying? So when these situations happen and then he goes to court and he has a court appearance and they get all of the details on what really happened and what led this man to go stab this lady at the goddamn Irish bar, you know, sometimes the courts seals the information. You see what I'm saying? Some of the courts do that. you know, and which pisses off a lot of news outlets and journalists that goes into the court. The real journalists that actually take their own money and go straight to goddamn to the district to get all of the information, it pisses them off the most. Don't piss me off that much because, well, it makes me, you know, irritated because I want to know what really happened, you know. And then the court seals all the information and they decide when to let the information out. Sometimes it takes them a couple of weeks. Sometimes it takes a couple of days. Damn, often sometimes it takes a couple of years, which sucks like a motherfucker, all right? It really do, all right? So hopefully we get the information on this particular situation as soon as possible because I'm curious on what led this dude to freaking take some goddamn knives and stab up his goddamn girlfriend. Was it that serious, bro? God damn. Even though she was cheating, that doesn't mean you're supposed to stab her, bro. That means you need to keep it moving. Go get you another girl. God damn it. That shit made me mad. I told you this podcast is really about relationship goals because I believe in love. I believe in love make you feel good. It's nice to have somebody by your side. I think it's a good thing. It's only going to make you a better person. You see what I'm saying? Anyway, let's keep it moving with some more debauchery news. Yes, sir. Here's another one. This one is a little bit old. I didn't do this one. I'm sure I didn't do this on the podcast yet. But this is like a week old, couple of weeks old. It's a couple of weeks old. A North Carolina mother, she's charged for killing her second baby during cold sleeping. So that means she had killed another baby. So she killed two infants. I don't know. From the pictures, it looked like this lady is fat as hell. Yeah, she's fat. North Carolina mom charged with killing a second baby during co-sleeping. The infant died last October, police stated. Yeah, I'm sorry if I'm insensitive, people, if I'm calling her fat, but it's a big back woman, all right? So don't get mad. If you fat, lose some weight. That's all it is. It's not that hard, ladies and gentlemen. A North Carolina mama has been charged for the second time with accidentally killing her baby while co-sleeping, police says. Wilmington police obtained warrants last Wednesday charging 24-year-old Mackenzie Caitlin Reed with felony child abuse and involuntary manslaughter. Yes, this lady. Second time, police responded to the 800 block of Castle Street on October 3rd, 2023 for an unconscious infant who was not breathing. First responders were not able to revive the little baby and the infant died, police stated. The investigators determined that the infant's mom had been co-sleeping with the infant and suffocated her child in the middle of the night. All right, so it was the second time she's been charged with doing so. The year prior, back in 2022, Miss Reed had another child who died while co-sleeping with her. This bitch is a fat ass hoe. She need to lose weight. Don't have no more kids till you lose weight. You know what I'm saying? She's like a big walrus or something. That's why they're not trying to show me no more pictures and stuff. Because they probably know that I'm freaking going to say something crazy. So they gave a slight head picture, like a fucking selfie picture. But you can tell that she's fat from the selfie picture. The charges against this lady named Mrs. Reed came after an in-depth investigation by the Wilmington Police Department Special Victims Unit in conjunction with the New Hanover County District Attorney's Office. Miss Reed remains in jail on a $50,000 secured bond, police says. All right, big bitch, big back, need to lose some weight, fall back with the fucking chips, potato, pizza, China food, Panda Express, out the Subway, goddamn, chill out. Stop eating all them goddamn big old frozen food that you get from the frozen aisle over there in goddamn Walmart. You killing children, goddamn it. And who's fucking this big bitch? That's the question that we really need to ask. I don't mean to freaking talk bad about the big back community. I know Charlamagne got fired up, but I don't give a fuck. I'm finna tell you, you big, you lose weight. Stop eating up all the food. All right? Matter of fact, you need to save some food because we having border crises and there's a whole bunch of migrants over here. You know what I'm saying? $3 a day? Well, how many of them? $16 a day on Mayor Eric Adams is giving them migrants? You know what I'm saying? That's not enough for somebody to live on and shit like that. I'll take a little $16 a day debit card myself. But anyway, you fat motherfuckers need to fall back and eating up at everything. Save some for somebody else. If you fat, that means you single. You ain't got nobody with you. Take some of that food and go get you a boyfriend or a girlfriend, goddamn, and stop harming yourself and others. You know what I'm saying? You know, people do have to look at your fat ass sometimes. There's some fat, cute people that out there, but fuck all that. Big doesn't work, all right? I used to date big women and stuff like that, but they fly and they're not that big anyway. All the big women that I had is not that big. They kind of like chubby or doggone. How do you say? A big woman is like huge, and you like 6 feet, 280 pounds. That's bigger than life. Like, you can't even say nothing about that. And then plus, there's another article. I don't even want to hit you off with these type of articles and stuff like that. I'm trying to keep this thing 40 minutes, 50 minutes, 60 or hour. You know, I'm trying to keep it like that. 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Sometimes I'll do 20-minute podcasts, like I said, all the time. I do this repeatedly and shit. But I'm going to give you another article since it's looking dead at me and stuff. Because these articles... Okay, a baby killed, parents injured. Okay, there's more, but I'm going to give you this one. Minnesota mother accused of drowning her child because she could not enjoy taking her bath. All right? Yes, you heard me correct, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I just read. That's why I said, let me do this shit so you can hear the fucking bullshit. All right. This might be a little too graphic for you, ladies and gentlemen, but these things do happen. So I gotta warn you, all right? Content might get you, it might trigger you a little bit. So a Minnesota mother accused of drowning her baby because she couldn't enjoy her bath. Her name is Esperanza. All right, I'm gonna give you a name just in a second. Aleno Lakes, Minnesota mother faces murder charges after allegedly drowning her child in the bathtub, then throwing the child's body into a dumpster at a hotel, according to the court records. Esperanza Ray Harden, she's 20 years old. She has been charged with second-degree murder and murder in Hennepin County. Also, it happened in Hennepin County and another place for the death of her child. Though authorities have not located the body of the child, nor indicated how old the child was. The court records allege that on March 6, 2024, officers with the Minneapolis Police Department responded to reports of a missing child call at the Children's Hospital. When officers arrived, they spoke with Mrs. Harden. Esperanza Harden, who claimed her child died of natural causes in the hospital on March 1st. That's what she said initially. Hospital officials told police there was no record of the child being admitted or dying at the hospital. And the medical examiner's office, the state medical examiner's office, did not have any record of the victim, court documents allege. Right? Police said that Ms. Harden eventually admitted that her child died at the hotel in Bloomington on February 28, 2024, not at the hospital. She allegedly said her child died in the bathtub, and afterwards she wrapped the body up and threw it in a dumpster. Then the Bloomington police officers also interviewed Mrs. Harden after being brought into the case because of the location of the crime. All right, so the Minnesota police and then the Bloomington police were investigating this together. During the interview, police claimed that Ms. Harden told investigators she was dating an 18-year-old Mr. Edwin Trudeau, who did not like the child, telling her to put the child up for adoption. Mrs. Harden told the officers that Trudeau, her boyfriend, her 18-year-old boyfriend, wanted her to put the child up for adoption to prove he was her top priority, not the child, court documents allege. On February 28th, Mrs. Harden was alone at the hotel room in Bloomington, and she was taking a bath when her child, who was in the other room, started crying. Harden told police she became upset because she was unable to enjoy her bath, so she went into the other room, picked up the child, and drowned the child in the bathtub. She drowned it. She then took a picture of the child floating face down in the tub, police said. She then took a picture of the child floating face down in the tub. That's crazy. Which has since been recovered from her cell phone. Ms. Harden allegedly texted with her 18-year-old boyfriend, Trudeau, during this incident. And police said that the texts have since been recovered. Okay. My bad. Hold on. Damn, I'm pressing too many buttons. During the text messages, Harden allegedly told Trudeau, her 18-year-old boyfriend, she's 20 years old, she was about to do something bad, adding her child wasn't going to be there much longer. Goddamn. A little bit later, she allegedly texts Trudeau her child was going to die. Then 2 minutes later, she said her child was dead. Police said Ms. Harden sent additional text messages in which she referred to herself as a monster. For what she did, while also asking Mr. Trudeau how to get away with this crime. Trudeau went to the hotel room once the child was dead. Harden told the investigators, and after failing to resuscitate the child with CPR, the two had sex in the other room while the child's motionless body was on the floor of the bathroom. Afterward, she allegedly told investigators, Harden wrapped up the child and placed the body in the backpack and threw the child into a dumpster at the hotel. The body has not been recovered yet, so they ain't got the body. But they got these text messages, and she confessed, it looks like, to the investigators. All right? Harden, the lady, a 20-year-old lady, also allegedly told the investigators that Trudeau, her boyfriend, kept telling her to keep her mouth shut and that they had to get out of this situation. If you go down, I'm going to go down, no matter what, Trudeau allegedly told Harden. It is always going to be us, Bonnie and Clyde. Mr. Trudeau was charged with murder and aiding an offender after the fact. The boyfriend was charged with murder and aiding an offender after the fact. Harden and Trudeau have been both booked into the Hennepin County Jail. Harden is being held on a $1.5 million bond, while Trudeau is being held, the 18-year-old boyfriend, on a $500,000 bond. All right. This is crazy, sad. I don't know, man. This is fucked up. Yeah, this is real bad right here. I should have been got to this story later, you know. I'm one of these podcasters that get all of the stories. You know, some of the big name podcasters, they be just trying to keep up with the other big podcasters. And I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to tell you what the hell is going on around you people, so you know. So Esperanza Ray Harden, you know what I'm saying? She killed the baby. And then on top of this, this goes back to Planned Parenthood and having abortions and stuff like that, and the way they did the legislations on the abortions, because, you know, you can't tell. I don't know. I don't want to tell a woman what to do with her body and stuff like that, but, you know, you see this story that I just told you? Like, just taking away the abortions, things like this could happen. You get what I'm saying? This is a tragic story. this is real bad. I seen it. I was like, bro, let me give y'all this one. You know, since I'm backed up with a whole bunch of podcasts and segments and stuff like that, because I know I'm really backed up. And this is me making it up to you, all right? So I'm going to end it right here, because this story right here made me sad and made me feel some type of way. But I'm going to get my spirits back up just in a minute. I'm going to hit you up with another episode of Thinking Out Loud with your man, Benz Pharrell. Yes, sir. You know, I'm going to get you back. All right. We're going to end it right here. You already know what to do. All you got to do is follow me on Instagram, or you can follow me on TikTok. All right. All you got to do is type in Box Benji in the search engine. That is BOXBENJI. And I got plenty of stories on the TikTok, all right? I put stories on the TikTok, stories on my goddamn Spotify. So, you know, this is just audio. I'm still doing the same thing on TikTok. It's the same thing, all right? I could stream too, but I'm not worried about streaming right now. I definitely could stream on TikTok, but I'm not even worried about that right now. It's not nothing to worry about. And matter of fact, TikTok is about to upgrade their software. So I'm waiting on them to do that to the systems. And then I'm going to jump on that motherfucker and we're going to get it popping. Do you hear me, ladies and gentlemen? I'm not fucking around. So just follow me and I'm going to hook you up. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on TikTok. Box Benji. All right. I'm going to holler at you later. Peace.
Tell me anything, nothing about you.